Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. Today has been sunny and warm across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. In Haifa, the temperatures have been mild, making for a pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel and Lebanon envoys to hold talks as Beirut reportedly seeks a ceasefire gesture before negotiations. This comes from Ynet in the past hour. Also, missiles launched from Lebanon towards central Israel overnight. The IDF reveals the scale of Iran's strikes during Operation Roaring Lion, according to I-24 News from earlier today. Also this hour, Temple Israel rabbi criticizes Michigan Senate candidate for offensive remarks about an attack, reports JTA just now. Separately, Iran claims they forced Israel to cease attacks in Beirut and condition negotiations on this, as reported by Israel Hayom in earlier reporting. And finally, France's Jew hatred bill faces pushback from UN special rapporteurs ahead of the parliament debate, according to JNS earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English confirmed minutes ago that the Lebanese and Israeli ambassadors to Washington are set for their first call. Eli Jacobi, an Israeli activist, reported that rescue efforts are ongoing after a Hezbollah rocket struck an apartment building, trapping Israeli civilians. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted that Hezbollah supporters rallied outside Lebanon's government building, demanding arrests of top officials. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel and Lebanon, envoys are preparing for discussions next week in Washington. Lebanese officials have suggested a ceasefire gesture could pave the way for more formal talks. The outcome of these talks could significantly impact regional stability, as reported by Ynet. Turning to the conflict overnight, central Israel faced a barrage of missiles from Lebanon. The IDF disclosed that over 18,000 bombs have been dropped in recent operations against Iran. This escalation follows a series of retaliatory actions between Israel and Iran-aligned forces, as detailed by I-24 News. The security situation remains tense for residents in the affected areas. Meanwhile, a Temple Israel rabbi expressed disapproval of Michigan Senate candidate Abdul El Sayed's remarks. El Sayed's comments linked the recent attack to Israel's past actions in Lebanon, sparking controversy. This criticism highlights the ongoing sensitivity of U.S. political discourse surrounding Middle East issues, as noted by JTA. Iran has announced, as per Israel Hayom, that they played a role in halting Israeli attacks on Beirut. Tehran's statements come as a precondition for continued dialogue. This claim could affect the diplomatic dynamics in the region. France's proposed legislation against Jew hatred is under scrutiny from UN officials. They argue it might limit free speech, according to JNS. The debate is set against the backdrop of broader EU moves to address antisemitism, with implications for international human rights discussions. Turning to business and markets. First, Instagram has introduced a new feature allowing users to edit comments within 15 minutes of posting, reports Mariv Business from earlier today. Separately, Israel Aerospace Industries will see Boaz Levy appointed as chairman. This decision ends a political impasse, according to Walla Business. And finally, Israel and Greece have finalized a $750 million rocket deal, with Elbit Systems supplying precision launchers, as reported by CTEC. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.